Welcome back to the MetaMinds podcast.
My name's Eamon.
And my name is Dan, and this is where we help you unlock the life of your dreams.
So yeah, like today we're talking about, you know, reducing stress immediately by rediscovering your values. And it's like, it's so easy to forget your values sometimes. And, you know, one of the biggest values that I think is just everywhere in our society that people forget that they have just adapted because it's everywhere is materialism. So I guess the opposite of that is idealism. But, you know, to dive into that, it's just like one of the biggest examples is like cars, you know, and, you know, it's hard for me because I'm in an industry where like, you know, real estate agents, they have cars, but it is like a marketing tool kind of thing. But it's interesting, you know, there's a lot of people that do value and, you know, I like to be a little bit like reductionist and just reduce things to its bare minimum. And it's like, what actually is that thing? And this outlines how stupid materialism is. It's like, so you want to buy a metal box that everyone agrees has a particular value, which is high, so that everyone will perceive you in a particular way, which will be higher, you know? And it's like, it's funny for me because a lot of the time I actually don't know the value of cars. So if someone's driving next to me and they're in a $200,000 car, I actually don't know that that's how much that car is. So it literally doesn't matter. Maybe other people are more in tune to that. But like, you know, just to reduce that down to what it is, it's like, it's so easy to be overcome with materialism and be looking to buy the next thing. And then that will make you feel a particular way, but it's literally just not true at all. And if I asked you right now, do you actually value having a metal box that drives that is of, you know, particular value? What would you say?
I'm just glad that it runs.
Yeah, well, that's it, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like, I guess the value that it's like, you know, I'm trying to remind people because I've just reminded myself of this easy because it's so easy to get sucked into it is that it's like, most people, if you actually genuinely ask yourself, you don't value material things as much as you think you do.
Mm, yeah, 100%. But with materialism, it's a little bit like a religion or a faith, the way that it's pushed on so many people.
Yeah.
Like so many people subscribe to that notion of nice clothes, nice car, nice house. But I mean, the research always shows that people who invest money into material items aren't any happier than the average person.
Yeah.
So I guess it's that, right? The fact that we know that it doesn't serve us. Most people would know that, but we still chase it, you know? And I guess it could link back to like that significance thing that we've spoken about in the past, feeling significant, feeling valued, feeling like you fit in. But yeah, I guess it is an interesting thing, isn't it? Because a lot of the time when I think about myself, right, it's like when I'm counseling or when I'm in the schools doing the programs, like I'm conscious that it's like, oh, I really should make an effort with what I'm wearing. So like I bought some nice dress shoes and, you know, I tried to wear nice outfits, not that they're heaps of money, but it's like I'm aware that it's like there is a perception of me being that authority in that space.
So yeah, so but that's different though.
It is different.
You're presenting
sure.
yourself yeah, yeah. in a particular way in an environment, you know,
yeah.
and that is helpful for you and you know, the environment, you know, that is going to portray authority. You know, and, you know, everything's going to run better in that scenario when
yeah,
you are presenting
exactly.
yourself that way. But you're not going out buying, like, you know, $5,000 Versace shoes.
No,
you
know exactly. I mean?
And that's an
exactly.
extreme example of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You bought some dress shoes. It's like, yeah, you're a professional.
Yeah, you know exactly.
I mean? That's
yeah.
what professionals
but,
do.
But, like, I remember I was telling Elle today, I'm like, yeah, what? I wish I could just wear a hoodie.
Yeah,
it'd be dope just to wear, like, a hoodie just then, just casual,
well, in your
just
dream
chill.
Counseling business, maybe.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, materialism outside of that, right? It's like, I guess there's so many things that are like the high ticket items. Like when we look at name brands, you know, that's a very common one where it's like you spend thousands of dollars on a handbag or on a suit or whatever it may be. And it doesn't typically serve us in any way besides what other people think of us,
yeah.
which in turn helps build our confidence. So it's like,
and you know, status is a big thing. Everyone's seeking status, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, again, if you like bring it back and the idea of this episode is to reduce your stress
mm.
by reminding yourself of your values. And if you really, you know, what are you buying something for?
Mm.
If it's genuinely going to give you joy or help you with your hobby or, you know, potentially help you in your professional life in terms of marketing, like then that could be a good investment. But if you're buying something simply to increase your perceived status from another party, like, is that actually of value to you?
Mm.
It's like, it could be if they could be future customers. And, you know, then, you know, but then that falls under that marketing category. Like that's an investment that you're making.
Yeah.
But it's like people just do this. And I'm saying this because I have done this in the past where it's like, oh, I have to have that or this thing or whatever. But it's like now I proudly drive around, you know, a not expensive car at all. And I will drive that thing until it does not drive at all.
Yeah.
And I guess the reason this is so forced upon me is because, again, I am surrounded by people in an industry which do have $200,000 cars all the time.
Yeah.
And so I got some, you know, I park next to those cars and I'm like, oh my God, do I need one of those? And then all of a sudden, you know, it starts ticking over my mind. It's like, no, you absolutely do not.
Yeah.
A vehicle is a vehicle is a vehicle, you know? And so this is where, you know, I've just kind of reminded myself of this recently, where it's like your mind compares itself to other people. And then all of a sudden it thinks that it, you know, has these values, but it's like, do you really genuinely value that thing? Or are you really doing it for other status? Because more often than not, nobody thinks about you at all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So that's the first
and that
one.
Money could be spent on, I guess that comes down to intentions, right? It's like, what are your intentions behind your actions? And from what you're saying there, the intention in that industry, in a lot of industries, is to inflate sense of self or how people perceive you. So I guess it's like, what if you really value your family, but you're spending money on things that are irrelevant, don't serve your family, and it's just to inflate your sense of self. I guess that goes into line with like, are you actually listening to your values? Are you actually listening to your core values and your authentic voice? Because you're probably not, right? If you're leaning into materialism, a lot of the time that's probably not serving yourself or whatever values that you do hold that are important to you and the people around you.
Yeah. You know, in that industry, it is a marketing tool.
For sure.
It's like, you know, if a seller sees an agent and they have an expensive car, oh, they must sell more houses and they must get good listing prices. So, you know, that does, it is like an investment in your business
almost,
you know, in that industry.
Yeah.
But almost no other industries is it, you know?
No, exactly. And also like the thing that's crazy about fashion brands in particular is it's shown that a lot of fashion brands, typically it's the people who don't have a lot of money who actually invest in that type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And then you see like all the rich people walking around and the paparazzi snapping photos of them and then it's in trackies.
Yeah, like look at Adam
Sandler.
Like
a ripped up like t-shirt.
Yeah,
like,
exactly, yeah.
Or I dream of rolling around in that.
I know. Like I saw a photo of Adam Sandler wearing like a Superman jersey with like these matching pants and they were like cargo pants.
Yeah.
You know, just looks like a dude that doesn't really make much money, but he is just himself.
That's it.
He's worth hundreds of millions.
And there's so much to learn from that, is that it's like, it's awesome. That person that gets to that level, it becomes blatantly obvious to them that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So the people that aren't at that level, they think it matters and they're scrambling to get to that level. But then the people that actually are at that level realize that materialism doesn't matter because money doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, we're all going to die. You know what
for
I mean?
For sure, yeah.
So I guess, yeah, that's just like, it's a really good reminder of that, of the values, because you can be stressing yourself out trying to buy the next thing and you don't even have to.
Yeah. And a lot of people are just in like autopilot anyway. Like they're probably not even questioning, why am I buying that thing? Why do I think I need that thing?
You know, I mean, something I fall into, you know, if I don't have something that I'm looking to buy, is like I just start thinking about what I can buy, like not consciously, but it's just like, oh, I guess I could get that. And then I obsess over it until I get that thing.
Yeah.
But that's materialism. And it's just like, you just don't need to do that.
Mm.
You know, and I have like, you know, taken back on that a lot lately, which is good because it's like, I've got all the camera gear I need. I've got everything I need, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. If you can realize that you've got everything you need, like go buy food. And
what would you do then, you know, if you were content?
Yeah.
Then what would you put your money towards?
And chances are you probably are more content than you think you are.
Yeah.
That's a whole episode itself.
Mm.
So moving on to the second value, what's that, Dan?
The second value would be fun. It's definitely something that I love working in the school system, and I love seeing just the pure energy of children, because like I guess we lose that, right? Like there's so many adults that I interact with that don't have that sense of fun or that sense of like wonder about the world. You know, we all lose that. Like, I think that's something that as we get older, we fall into that trap of like, oh, we have to be in the grind. We have to make money. We have to do this.
Yeah. And I guess you just fall into doing life as life.
Yeah. Like
you're just experiencing life.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess what you see a lot of kids actually just being childlike.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And it's like, you kind of see, I don't know, like when people interact with them, you can kind of see that it brings out that inner child in the adults. Because it's, you can't deny the fact that it's like, that's like a pure energy where it's, they're just being, there's no like overthinking. They're just having fun. They're just,
it's like when you see a baby in public.
Yeah.
Every time, like cause they are just pure presence and joy as well. Unless they're crying and vomiting.
Yeah.
You know, but they look at you, like it happened at the gym the other day. There was just like tiny little girl, and like it was a basketball playing outside the gym or whatever, but she was looking inside the gym and I'm just like, to her, like I'm just doing these weird ass movements or whatever, and I just gave her a little wave and she was just overcome with joy. And then that, like, you know, I got part of that joy as well.
That
I was
as
like,
well,
oh
yeah,
my god,
yeah,
look at that, that's amazing, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I suppose what we're trying to say is like remember that, like, you know, again, you're going to die. Like,
yeah,
have fun. Like, be playful.
Yeah.
Because life is just more fun that way.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you actually set the intention, which again, it's like, it's so hard because like, you've got to remind yourself of it all the time.
Mm.
But like, you know, I've been hanging out with some different people lately and I have been actively setting that intention where it's like, rather than just going into the scenario and being in it and doing the thing and, you know, like, yeah, it'll be fun and you'll be yourself and whatever. But it's like, if you set the intention, like, how can I be like a little bit cheeky and like, you know, let's be a bit wacky and wavy and fun.
Yeah.
And it just comes out. And then that is infectious to everyone else around you.
Mm.
You all just sink into this frame that you've created and you get to be a bit cheeky and fun.
Mm.
And it's so good. And you remember, it's like, dude, we're all kids on the inside.
Yeah.
You know? 100%.
Yeah. And even like just on your own, like moments when you're on your own, I found that a lot of people I've worked with who have started to kind of unlock that joy or that inner child in themselves, like there's this calling for them to maybe paint more or draw more or do puzzles or go in nature, whatever it may be. And straight when they listen to that voice, which is a part of them, right? Like we all value fun to some extent. We all value like novelty and enjoying things that we do in the moment, right? So like some people who haven't been able to paint in years and years and years because they didn't see it as a valuable action in their life, you know, or just drawing for the sake of drawing, straight when they reintroduce that into their lives, there's an element of like childlike wonder to it where it's like, oh, I'm excited to do that thing again. I get to play with paint. I get to, you know, play with this idea in my head that's abstract that no one has to see. It's just for me. So yeah, I guess it doesn't have to be this massive grand thing, even just within yourself, like doing things that maybe your inner child is calling for or part of you is calling for that you're ignoring because you're worried about judgment or you're worried that it doesn't serve you or it's not valuable. But
yeah, so what do you find the reasons are that people do stop doing those things?
Yeah, it's typically like judgment, I would say. Right, like they're worried about judgment of themselves, you know, is why am I doing this? You know, like isn't that what kids would do or that's what I did when I was younger, I'm an adult now. Typically it's like the subscription to that model of I'm an adult now, I should be doing serious things.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I shouldn't be feeling anxious. I should just be able to overcome that. But maybe the anxiety will slowly release when you actually just be with yourself and listen to your values and connect with whatever it is that you find enjoyable.
Yeah, nice. So the third one is learning. And this is on the self-development theme, is that it's like, you know, it's so easy in this world in particular, like to just all the content you consume to just be not necessarily positive for your like mindset and journey through life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, learning on the fun side, like you're like, it can also be fun, you know, but it's like, you can just fall into habits where all the content you consume is not actually of value to you. But it's like, if you're into self-development and you know, you're an adult, like anyone realistically, like should enjoy learning, not should, but like they probably do if it's something that they actually enjoy learning about.
Mm.
For us, it just happens to be self-development.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like rather than just watching TikTok all day, which again, you can just fall into that trap, which I do sometimes. And, you know, you get some comedic value out of it sometimes, I guess. But if I remind myself, one of my core values is learning, right? Mm. And so instead, I'm trying to curate more of the YouTube content that I watch to be based in learning about topics that I actually want to improve upon, you know?
Yeah.
And you can find like, you can find content that is entertaining as well as, you know, you learn from. As you know, audiobooks obviously as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like just curating your content around the fact that you like to learn is huge.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And also on top of that, like the idea of learning from the people that we interact with. Because I guess a lot of the time we can fall into the trap of thinking we know something, thinking that that is the truth. And I guess when we step back into that role of being the student, of trying to listen more to people, trying to learn from others, learn from their experiences, even learning from what you don't agree with, you know, like, because I think there's an element of when you listen to someone else, we've had the whole discussion on here about truth seeking. You know, it's like just because someone says something doesn't mean it's factual and you should then base your entire life on what they've said or then go around telling everyone, oh, this is what happens, you know, because you don't know 100% that that's the truth. So I guess seeking truth is a beautiful thing of like trying to research different concepts, different beliefs, different attitudes. But I think that that's powerful, like just being with people and trying to learn from, you know, what they're offering. Because a lot of the time, if someone says something that doesn't sit right with you, you're learning in that moment. You're learning that there's something that they're offering that maybe pushes on one of your values. You know, maybe they're saying something and it doesn't sit right with you. You feel uncomfortable with something they've said. You're then learning about yourself in that moment.
And also, instead of like, you know, because this is where I guess the ego element comes in as well, is that sometimes I have interactions with people which, you know, one person could perceive as negative or could perceive as them attacking you kind of thing. But it's like, instead of that, just be like, oh, okay. And then walk away and think about, like, you know, even if it might not be of value, like, how can I frame what that person said to actually be of value from me? Because there is something to learn in that.
Yeah, exactly.
So like sometimes what I'm saying is you do have to do some digging, you know, rather than just being like, nah, screw that. Like, you're wrong. Like, just like actually sit with what they said and be like, what is the value in here that I can get out of this?
Yeah.
You know, because there's something that I can learn from what they have to say, even if they were just attacking you or trying to bring you down or whatever.
For sure, yeah, yeah.
It's like, what could I actually learn from that piece of information that, you know?
Yeah. And just put it into perspective that it's coming from their lens, you know, that like, because it's powerful to not make an assumption about people or make an assumption about what you think's right or wrong, because there isn't. I mean, there are certain things that are clearly not right and are malicious in nature, but a lot of the time, like, everyone lives in their own truth, and to deny someone of their truth isn't really a helpful stance. You know, like, everyone has their own truth and their own beliefs and their own values. And, you know, I guess that's a powerful thing when you can meet someone where they're at, you know, and try to learn from the learnings that they've had.
So hopefully there are a few values that, you know, you can potentially rediscover that might help you reduce some stress. That's kind of what we've been thinking about lately. So catch you on the next one.
Hopefully you've gotten some value out of this episode.
And if you have, then please make sure to give us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to, and we will talk to you in the next one.